Do you feel confident that you get support?
From the university, I guess when I was there, I felt if I had an incident, I felt I could at least go talk to someone. Mm-hmm. I asked whether they would take it further and what would happen. I can't say. But in the streets, I went to the migration office, and then I also actually walked into a police station before. And I went to talk to the police officers and I asked them, if I feel disrespected by a police officer or maltreated, where can I go? Is there a number I can call? Is there an office I could go? And there was really no straight answer. In the migration office, they didn't know. And then at the police station, he also wasn't really sure. And he said, yeah, I think maybe, possibly, you can write a letter to our chief. But so as far as I'm concerned, I don't know, this was also some years ago. I don't know if it changed in the meantime. But as far as I'm concerned, if you get abused by the police, you're on your own.
I mean, I've never had a situation like that. Like I said, I mean, all the issues I had, I just took it as this is how things are. So I think a lot of people also do that in university context as well. Maybe shouldn't do that. That's for a start, because I think a lot of people do experience things but don't do anything about it. Probably should. And then, I mean, my experience has also been, again, it's not personal. I've heard a lot of people kind of complain to certain people or in the HR or so. But if it's not recognized there that these kind of things are happening, I doubt they can do much either, because a lot of times I've heard, even the groups which I'm engaging in, people have mentioned certain things and a lot of people didn't even know about this. So if even within an HR, if you have a system in place, if they assume that, you know, things are not happening, I doubt they will do anything. But I also don't know what exists in the university system. I mean, no one addressed that with me either. I mean, I came in as an employee, not as a student, but I have no idea.
But I think that's a very interesting point. It's the assumption that nothing is happening anyways. Because if you had ever had an incident reported, ideally in quotes, multiple, where a complaint had been levied against a police officer or against the force on the whole, you would probably install some sort of a person to help mitigate those situations and really investigate these incidents. Mm-hmm. But I think it's this thought that, oh, this doesn't happen here, so why would we have a hotline? Why would we need someone who looks into it? And I think in a lot of situations, we have someone, a counselor of some sorts, like for gender issues, that's become very normal to have someone that you can address your complaints to. But for racial or even ethnic or other backgrounds, you may not have a representative or someone to act on your behalf and really lobby for this and investigate and actually have the power to make change, because at the end of the day, that in my opinion is what you want. You want an experience to be different from the one that was negative. You want to bring out the positive and make whoever complained, it sounds so negative when you say complain, because it's not really a complaint. It's something very justified. Mm-hmm. But when anyways, it's again the issue of the power of words. You want the change to happen after you report something. Reporting, that's the word I was looking for all along.
And then we are kind of back at the point of having conversations. I mean, really talking about it so that it's also known what is there, right?
Yeah, I mean, so recently I had an experience where I follow football a lot, and there was a report that some football fans were singing something and that it was homophobic. And a lot of the comments were also, come on, what have we come to? Why is it? And the word they were singing about, in the context, you wouldn't think it was anything. So there was a player on loan at a different club. So the fans were singing that this boy, the player was a rent boy. So you would think, okay, he's been rented from one club playing for another club. And for me, I didn't know any context at all. So when people were saying, but why is this homophobic? I didn't get it. But then if I also just got stuck there and I said, people are just so stupid these days and so too sensitive. But then when I tried to inform myself further and see what the context was, then I realized that this expression is also used for something else in a different context, which then connects. Mm-hmm. Then it made sense to me. But if you just get on the offensive, the other guy gets defensive, then you start to have a massive back and forth, which does not go anywhere.
Shall we just wrap it up here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I
perfect.
So, yeah.